All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, in a bit of a shocker, the San Francisco 49ers yesterday announced that John Lynch will be their new general manager. This comes as a shocker. Lynch enjoyed a 15-year playing career as a safety in the NFL for both the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Denver Broncos. And there's a possibility that his name could be announced as one of the enshrinees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame this summer. Of course, the announcement will come out this weekend prior to Super Bowl number 51. It's a bit of a shocker, like I said. Lynch played 15 years in the NFL, but he has no previous front office experience in the league. I mean, he spent the past few years, and he's done a good job being a color commentator for Fox Sports. And it's a different transition, obviously, now from going to the booth to the front office. And he is going to inherit a San Francisco 49ers organization that is in shambles. San Francisco finished this past season with a record of 2-14. This was their worst mark since 2004, when they also went 2-14. You look at a San Francisco 49ers team that was so bad this year, their only two victories came over the Los Angeles Rams. At the same time, this is a 49ers roster that has absolutely nothing to work with. The Niners still need to find a head coach. I know that Atlanta Falcons offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan is the front runner to get that position, but this is a job that requires somebody that is going to build from the ground up. Now, I know Lynch was a tremendous player during his career, and he was a key cog in that Tampa Bay cover two that led to the Super Bowl championship during the 2002 NFL season. But this is a different animal that you are attacking right here in taking over the San Francisco 49ers. There's only one way for John Lynch to go, and that is up. But he has to find out who he's going to put under him to work with him to try to rebuild this roster. You have to go out there, and I think this draft and next year's draft for this team have to be hits. The Niners are going to have a top pick this spring in the NFL draft, and they've got to go out there and they've got to hit on at least three of their picks this season. I mean, you got to find some starters and you got to find some guys that are going to go out there and really have immediate impacts for this team. But most importantly, they still got to find a head coach, and the Niners have to find a quarterback. What are they going to do with their first round pick? Are they going to use it on a quarterback? We'll have to wait and see. It's a real surprise right here for the Niners to hire Lynch. I thought they would have gone with a more experienced front office guy. But if you're Jed York, the team's owner, your team is in shambles right now. There's no way to sugarcoat it. Your team is in shambles. They're a laughing stock. And it's amazing how far this team has dropped so quickly. I mean, in 2013, this team was in the NFC Championship game. In 2012, they were in the Super Bowl. And now, just a few years later, you're looking at the Niners that scraped out two victories. And it's probably not going to be a good thing for San Francisco in the next season, as they'll probably be lucky to get four victories. I think very quickly this organization has gone back to what they were for the majority of the 2000s, and it's sad because this is a very storied franchise that has been home to some of the greatest players and coaches alike in the game. I mean, you're hopeful that Lynch can do the job, but I tell you right now, going into San Francisco without any previous experience as a GM in the NFL, the deck is definitely going to be stacked against him. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page. You can check it out at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Now, also be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge next Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the action from Super Bowl number 51. So that's going to do it, folks. My name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.